Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Golder, and the name is Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the 8th Perek, Yesh Nochlin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf said that the daughters of Tzelafchad received three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the portion of their father Tzelafchad, who was among those who left Mitzrayim. Number two, Tzelafchad's portion among his brothers in the estate of his father Hefer. And number three, a second share in Hefer's estate because Tzelafchad was the Bechor. This Mishnah, which states that Benot Tzelafchad received their father's portion because he left Mitzrayim, holds like the opinion that Eretz Yisrael was a portion to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. This is Machlokas in a Brice where Rabbi Yoshia says, a Yotzei Mitzrayim nischalka arts, the land was apportioned to those who left Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says, Rishmos matos avosim minchav, according to the names of their father's Shvatim, they shall inherit, referring to those who left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yonasan says, Levaya arts nischalka arts, the land was apportioned to those who entered the land, because another Pasuk says, Le'ela tachalika arts menachalat, to these the land shall be apportioned as an inheritance. Point number two, each time the Brice just mentioned explains how to interpret the pasuk quoted by the other Tana, Rabbi Yoshia, who says Eretz Yisrael was apportioned to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, explains that the pasuk which says it was given la'ela to these means ke'ela, like these people who are at least 20 years old, la'otzias etfalim, to exclude children from receiving a portion. Rabbi Yonasan, who holds the land was apportioned to the Ba'i Ha'aretz, he explains that the pasuk which implies it was given to those leaving Mitzrayim means to teach meshuna nachal ezo mikol nachal shebaolam. This inheritance was different from all inheritances in the world. Regarding ordinary inheritances, Chayin Yorshin Mesin, the living inherit the dead. But Kan Mesin Yorshin Chayin, but here, the dead inherit the living. After each person entering Eretz Yisrael received a portion, the portions reverted to their deceased fathers who had left Mitzrayim and were redivided among the heirs of the fathers. For example, if two brothers left Mitzrayim and one had one son and the other had 10, the children would receive 11 portions upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which would be inherited evenly by their fathers, each receiving 5.5 portions, which would then be inherited by their respective heirs. And pointing with you, the Brisa quotes a third opinion about whether Eretz Yisrael was apportioned to the Yotzei Mitzrayim or the Ba'i Ha'aretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, La'elu ve'elu nischalka aretz, the land was apportioned to these who left Mitzrayim and to these who entered Eretz Yisrael. The basis for this view is Kedei L'Kayim Shnei Mikros Halu, in order to uphold both of these psukim, since one implies it was given to the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the other implies it was given to those entering Eretz Yisrael. He explains that if someone was among those who left Mitzrayim but died in the Midbar, and his sons were not of age to receive among those entering Eretz Yisrael, they received his portion. If someone was among those entering Eretz Yisrael at age 20, but their father did not leave Mitzrayim at age 20, they received their own portion. If someone was eligible from both groups, meaning the father was 20 when leaving Mitzrayim, and a son entered Eretz Yisrael at age 20, no techelko mikan umikan, he would take his portion from here and from there, meaning he received two portions. The Rashbam comments that our Mishnah can also reflect this opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf said that the daughters of Tzelafchad received three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the portion of their father Tzelafchad, who was among those who left Mitzrayim. Number two, Tzelafchad's portion among his brothers in the estate of his father Hefer. And number three, a second share in Hefer's estate because Tzelafchad was the Bechor. This Mishnah, which states that Benot Tzelafchad received their father's portion because he left Mitzrayim, holds like the opinion that Eretz Yisrael was a portion to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. This is Machlokas in a Brice where Rabbi Yoshia says, a Yotzei Mitzrayim nischalka arts, the land was apportioned to those who left Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says, Rishmos matos avosim minchav, according to the names of their father's Shvatim, they shall inherit, referring to those who left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yonasan says, Levaya arts nischalka arts, the land was apportioned to those who entered the land, because another Pasuk says, La'ela tachalika arts menachalat, to these the land shall be apportioned as an inheritance. Point number two, each time the Brice just mentioned explains how to interpret the pasuk quoted by the other Tana, Rabbi Yoshia, who says Eretz Yisrael was apportioned to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, explains that the pasuk which says it was given la'ela to these means ke'ela, like these people who are at least 20 years old, la'otzias etfalim, to exclude children from receiving a portion. Rabbi Yonasan, who holds the land was apportioned to the Ba'i Ha'aretz, he explains that the pasuk which implies it was given to those leaving Mitzrayim means to teach meshuna nachal ezo mikol nachal shebaolam. This inheritance was different from all inheritances in the world. Regarding ordinary inheritances, Chayin Yorshin Mesin, the living inherit the dead. But Kan Mesin Yorshin Chayin, but here, the dead inherit the living. After each person entering Eretz Yisrael received a portion, the portions reverted to their deceased fathers who had left Mitzrayim and were redivided among the heirs of the fathers. For example, if two brothers left Mitzrayim and one had one son and the other had 10, the children would receive 11 portions upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which would be inherited evenly by their fathers, each receiving 5.5 portions, which would then be inherited by their respective heirs. And pointing with you, the Braisa quotes a third opinion about whether Eretz Yisrael was apportioned to the Yotzei Mitzrayim or the Bayi Haaretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, La'elu va'elu nischalka aretz. The land was apportioned to these who left Mitzrayim and to these who entered Eretz Yisrael. The basis for this view is Kedei L'Kayim Shnei Mikros Halu, in order to uphold both of these psukim, since one implies it was given to the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the other implies it was given to those entering Eretz Yisrael. He explains that if someone was among those who left Mitzrayim but died in the Midbar, and his sons were not of age to receive among those entering Eretz Yisrael, they received his portion. If someone was among those entering Eretz Yisrael at age 20, but their father did not leave Mitzrayim at age 20, they received their own portion. If someone was eligible from both groups, meaning the father was 20 when leaving Mitzrayim, and a son entered Eretz Yisrael at age 20, no techelko mikan umikan, he would take his portion from here and from there, meaning he received two portions. The Rashbam comments that our Mishnah can also reflect this opinion. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Moshe Raps from Yerushalayim. He suggested that Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabai with a lot of keys, a gabai with a lot of keys. So here goes. The gabai of all the keys to the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotzei Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was only a child, his uncle had many sons, and two keys to an old man since he was a Yotzei Mitzrayim and a Nichnas La'aretz. So once again, slow motion. The gabai of all the keys, gabai with keys, that must mean Duff Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabai of all the keys to the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotzei Mitzrayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings about Machlokas whether Eretz Yisrael is apportioned to the Yotzei Mitzrayim or to the Bayi Haaretz. So the gabai of all the keys of the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotzei Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan, who holds the land was apportioned to the Bayi Haaretz, explains that the pasuk which implies it was given to those in Mitzrayim means to teach, Meshunah nachla zo mikol nachla shebaolam. This inheritance was different from all inheritances in the world. Regarding ordinary inheritances, chayin yorshin meisin, the living inherit the dead. But here, the dead inherit the living. After each person entering Eretz Yisrael received a portion, the portions reverted to their deceased fathers who left Mitzrayim and were redivided among the heirs of the fathers. For example, if two brothers left Mitzrayim and one had one son and the other had 10, the children would receive 11 portions upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which would be inherited evenly by their fathers, each receiving 5.5 portions, which would then be inherited by their respective heirs. So the gabai of all the keys of the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotzei Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, and two keys to an old man since he was a Yotzei Mitzrayim and a Nichnas La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an opinion that Eretz Yisrael was apportioned both to the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Bayi Haaretz. So once again, the gabai of all the keys of the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotzei Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, and two keys to an old man since he was a Yotzei Mitzrayim and a Nichnas La'aretz. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.